and nothing really is chal. Just that there's ikiv gizbor, I'm here right now, means to say that the gizbor has to make the smicha. Rashi says, Shainim kreve machi avoyev gizborim lamad agaba, that he becomes the bailim right now. So again, if you first had this korban oila, means hamat vis oila, the bedik abayis, you want to give it over now like to the gizbor, so true, you could be makdashit, you could be like makdim it over to the gizbor. And the gizbor now, he becomes the bailim on it. So when they bring it for korban, he has to be there. The bailim has to be there when they bring the korban. So he has to make the smich, he has to stand there by it. Yeah. So Moses says, "Yavul shum domim lo yeb." We don't have to give any dom to the bedik abayis. For koshkem the charme kahanim, to afilu rav huna to polagar charme kahanim, have moida the bedik abayis. So Moses says, "Lo yelam." So the gister here is, she says, "To mishani midrabonim, kishubi midrabonim." The pasuk is lemila to Yosa. So Rashi says like this: Umeshan the Gisha should be with Rabbanim. Hach brised liyel tishari the kotchim mizbeach lemeimur the chalalayu hegdish ilui. That's what we said about kotchim mizbeach. You could put a hegdish ilu on it. That's only with Rabbanim who dechayel. The midi raisa lekel ikav gizborim. Midi raisa is not that way. Midi raisa once you have a korban here. There's no way you mechayv yourself to give the money to the bedik abayis. If you want to put a kedushas bedik abayis on, all it means to say is you're giving it over to the gizbar now. But not that you have a chiv upon yourself to give the value of it to the gizbar. That no. Rashi says ula na mikatirtzes midrabbanan tirtzo krol es machta dikrol lamila osa. The next time it's only midrabbanan that you have to give the domin, but not midiraisa. Midiraisa nechnami. Once you have your korban here. There's no way that it could be chal gushas domim like on the korban, and that we say you have to do it. It's only midi rabbanim, but not midi raisa. Midi raisa is called ein lo yele ikav gizbarim bavad. Just that the gizbar now he becomes like the bailam, he has to make the smicha, but not that the original owner has any chi of domim over here. I would dash in a posse. It's only lemila. Say the yisamila. Samura says lomli korban lemila. What do you have to have a posse for? Kadosh kadoshim ksev day abadis kadosh kadoshim abadis nisamila. Because Latina, according to your time, hold the Yom Rabbiani. That's what Rabbiani says. Ein milu mufreshes b'tor ela ba'oila b'vad. That is the parsha of milu b'tor. B'tor only says the klila by korban oila. That's all. Shneva the pasuk says nefesh yisimu moel v'chato b'shkaga mikotchi Hashem amichodim l'Hashem. That yikra milu it says yikra by korban oila. That's all. That's what the Torah talks about. Not mu. Never nefesh gisimu mol yiva v'chatov v'shkaga mikotch Hashem hamichodim l'Hashem. That is nistamil only by an oila. Avachatas v'yoshem lenafka. I do not learn it out from that posse that if you have anor from achatas or noshim, you're over the yistamila. Ela radim midrav. No, from Rebbe's din. Netani Rebbe Yoima. Kol chaylov l'Hashem. It says l'ravis imurim kotchim kalam l'mila. Then the carbon of a shlomim, the imurim once is brought on the mizbeach. That is nistamila on it, or what it's aimed to be brought on the curb on the mizbeach. That's nistamila. Lomli kro. What do we need a special pasuk for by kodesh and kalim? Kodesh kadoshim ksivbu. It says the pasuk kodesh kadoshim. Ela afagav the kodesh kadoshim ksivbu boi kro the rabbinu lamila. Still, you have to have a pasuk to say it has nistamila on it. So you say yes, you need a pasuk to say there's nistamila on it. It says Kodesh Kedoshim by the Emurim Shabbai. So you see, even though it's called Kodesh Kedoshim, still I need an extra pasuk to Marba for the Yisamila. So you also need an extra pasuk to say that there's Nisamila over here. The other Gemara says, Chromim Nami, so Bechrom also, Afagav the Kodesh Kedoshim Sivbu, Boi Kroll the Rabbin Lamila, to tell you that there is Nisamila even at Charmikahanim. Kufa, what we just said before, Hamaktish oil of the Gabayas, some is Maktish a korban oil of the Gabayas, ain't Berliki Gizbor Movad. Mean to say, you have no chiyuv right now, you have no chiyuv to give money over to the Bet Gabayas. Just that the korban right now is like owned by the Gizbor. Sees the bottom of the korban. Mace, we have a question. It says, Hamaktish oil of the Bet Gabayas, some is Maktish a korban oil of the Bet Gabayas. Is also the Sheikh, they can't make the Shkitu on this korban oil. Achetipode, until you pray to it first, like give over the money to the Bet Gabayas. to see it is chalad din upon you to give the money to the Belik Abayis. So Mor says, no, that's only Midrabbanan. But Midrabbanan says, no, chi for you to give the money to the Belik Abayis. And Ochdam is the Svar also. Midratani says, in the Seifa, if you made the shechita on the korban oila, masher was the korban is chal, to see but the effort is good. Elamai Midrabbanan, that he's supposed to give the money, it's only Midrabbanan. If you have hanor from this korban, you're over two milas. One because it's a kedushas mizbeach, and one because it has a kedushas damim on it. Now, if you say it's only kaddish midrabbanin, amai shtei milas, why are you over two times the yisa mila? But the rice is only one mila for the kachir mizbeach for the oil shabai, and not for the kachir bedek abayis. You're telling me now, but the rice is not chad the kachir bedek abayis. So where is this true? Hachikom, this is what the price means to say. For ruyin lima bo shtei milas. It's really fit to have shtei milas. Means midrabbanin. And it's not midi rice attack, it's only one mila. Midi rice, it's only chalak duchas aguf on it. As midrabbanin, though, it shouldn't have two isurim. It should have been two isurim. Then the Mishnah says what? V'yemeis yikavru. If the animal dies, yikavru, which can't be poiderit. So that's Pshan, the Mishnah, the holds that is the end of Hamad of Arocham. Before you pray the kachrim, you have to first standing up in front of the kohen to value how much it's worth. So if the behemoth died, you can't make our mud, it can't be standing, so you can't be pray to it. Sassamach like this is applied to bedek abayis or not. And the Mishnah of Shimon said that Bagdush is bedek abayis, he holds that it makes the yiftu, there's no din of mud of a rocha by bedek abayis. Samora says, Om Rabbi Yechanan, the rabbon according to rabbon and chita, echot kachrim is bech, viechot kachrim bedek abayis. Both of them, you cannot be poided if it's mace, because whether it's Kodesh Kodoshim, whether it's Kodesh Bedek Abayis, you can only be poided it with Hamad if it's standing. If it's mace, you can't be poided it. That's Rabbi Yochanan and Shita. Resh Lakish Shamano, the Rabbon, according to Zanakam, the Rabbonin, Kodesh Bedek Abayis, Hoybechal Hamad of Arocha. That's all. The Machlokes from Shimon and the Rabbonin is only by Kodesh Bedek Abayis. But Kodesh Mizbeach, Hoybechal Hamad of Arocha. That Zanakam would agree that by Kodesh Mizbeach, there's no din amad of barocha. If a korban dies, you could be prayed to it. But the zev is the moed. According to Rav Shlokish, both agree that Rav Shimon, according to Rav Shita in the Mishnah, according to Rav Shimon Shita in the Mishnah, that Rav Shimon tekotche bedekabayis lihoye bechal amad of barocha. But the kotche mizbech hoye bechal amad of barocha. Like there is some type of amad of barocha. So according to Rav Shimon, he says clearly it does not apply to bedekabayis. It for sure applies by Kodshim Mizbeach. Then the Divri Hakel, everybody also agrees with Divri Hakel that Baal Mum Mikorev. If you have a behemoth with the Baal Mum first before you makdash it, and then you makdash it, so lehevi bechal amad baruch, it's not chal adin amad baruch, everybody agrees. Rashi says, v'yoyid is not a locha that both Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokesh agree. The Divri Hakel, ben the Rabbi Shimon, ben the Rabbonin, Baal Mum Mikorev, lehevi ba amad baruch, the kachim is beach. I think we'll soon see later how they know this. The kachim is beach. If the behemah had a baal mum first and then you makdish it, so it's not chaladin. When you have to be paid for it, you would not need a hamad baruch. Now the Gemara says, Tanan, learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi Shimon Noimer, kachim b'de kabayis shemesu yiftu. That's his shita. The kachim b'de kabayis, if it dies, you can still be paid for it. You don't need a hamad baruch. So Bishlam the Rabbi Yochanan the Yom the Rabbanan Echad Zev Echad Zehoyi Bchalal the Varocha. According to the Rabbanan, both the Kotcher Mizbech and Bedek Abayis needs a Mother Varocha. You cannot be poyder it unless they're alive. If the Meshik can't be poyder both of them, if so, it's very good. Chaynu the Yitzchak Reb Shimon. Therefore, Shimon comes to argue. Lefrush, he has to explain that Kotcher Bedek Abayis Shemesi Yiftu. He has to explain. I only argue on you by Kotcher Bedek Abayis. By Kutcher's Mizbeach, I agree to you that there is a din of Amada Barocha. Rabbi Shimon only argues on Kutcher Bedek Abayis. See if the Tanakam, like Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan holds both of them, Kutcher Mizbeach, Kutcher Bedek Abayis, both need Amada Barocha. He has good when Rabbi Shimon agrees, and when Rabbi Shimon argues, he has to say, what he argues on. Only on Bedek Abayis does he argue. El about the Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh Lakish. Lomel and Lefrushe, what do you have to explain? Lema, let him just say, Yemesu Yiftu. According to Rosh Lakish, that Tanakama holds Kotcher Mizbeach does not have a din of Mada Barocha. He only says it by Kotcher Bedek Abayis. So Shimon just should have argued on that one point, and just should have said, clearly, in Meisa Yiftu, doesn't speak out Bedek Abayis. So So where it says, "Oh, Malach Resh Lakish, Reb Shimon Lehevi Yodem Ma'id Yom HaTanakam." If Shazim Shimon did not understand what the Tanakam meant to say. Vavikom, this is what Reb Shimon meant to say. That I Bekotchim Zbech Madid Lecha. If the Tanakam is only saying Bekotchim Zbech and Nidah Hamad of Aruch, I agree to you. But Bekotchim Bedek Abayis and Mesa Yiftu. In other words, you also like to agree to me. You only say by Kachim is Bech and Nidah of Aruch. But Bedek Abayis, you agree to me. That's what I'm saying. That by Bedek Abayis, Tak it's Mutam. But Echnami, if you don't argue by Bedek Abayis, but if you only argue by Bedek Abayis and Echnami, that he could have said just Loshen of that he could be Yiftu. But since Reb Shimon was not sure what the Tanakhama meant to say, that's why he said this Loshen. That you should know, if you're only talking about Kachim is Bech, they're very good. It's like I'm saying that by Kachim, Bedek Abayis though, then he could be Poydam, even though it was Mace. Nothing more says, Tanya Kavosti Rabbi Arminia writes to Rabbi Yochanan. It says, Apostle in Behema Sheyagrivu Mimenu, Bebali Mumim Sheyiftu Akosim Medaber. You want to be prayed about Mum. At time you tell me Bebali Mumim, or you know that Elu Behema Temeya, Behema Temeya, Kishom, when the Apostle says, Din Behema Temeya, or Podi Vyekacho, or Behema Temeya, we're talking about already Behema Temeya. So, Mani, we come around doing this, Apostle? Alright, we'll stop here. We'll start over again. This last Gemara, we'll start over again on the next tape. Hello, is your father home? Okay, testing. You're holding here the flama base and the base. Start over again. The Mishnah says again in the middle, the yemesu yikovru. It says, well, if the behem, the kodshim dies, so I see you have to bury it, meaning you cannot be poider it. And the reason is why, because it's a loch of hamod of arochom. You're going to be poider the animal if it's still standing alive, that you could stand it and value it. But if it's mace, you can't be proud of it. And then Rav Shimon says in the Mishnah, you could. Rav Shimon is the one that says, Kotche Bedek Abayis, the Mesa Yiftu. He has no, Kotche Bedek Abayis, even if it's the Mesa, still you could be proud of it. So it says like this, Omer Rav Yochanan, Yochanan says like this, that the Rabbonah, according to the Tanakam of the Rabbonin, Echad Kotche Mizbech, Yochad Kotche Bedek Abayis, Hoye Bechal Hamod of Arocha. Both of them have this Indian that you want to be proud of to redeem them, it has to be a live animal that's standing, and then they make the value of it. The Rabbon according to the Tanakam of the Mishnah, Kotche Bedek Abayis Havachal Hamod Baruch. It's only Kotche Bedek Abayis you have this halacha. But Kotche Mizbeach, Lohoye Bechal Hamod Baruch. But Kotche Mizbeach, you don't have this halacha. Kotche Mizbeach, even though the behemoth died, still you could be part of it. Now, Bezevezeh, both Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokesh both agree. Bezevezeh Moida, that the Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon sheet in the Mishnah, to Kotche Bedek Abayis Lohoye Bechal Hamod Baruch. But the kotcher mizbech hoyu bechal hamod baruch. According to Rabbi Shimon, he says that kotcher bedek abayis you could be poida even though the animal was mace. But he agrees there is a pasuk that says you need hamod baruch. So that goes on kotcher mizbech. Now the divrei akol also both of them agree that the baal mum mikorah. If you have a behema, it was the baal mum first, and then you makdish it. So even though you meant to be makdish gedushas aguf and it's not really chal gedushas aguf on it. But still, everybody agrees to this type of a behemoth that lohoye bechal hamad avarocha. And when this animal dies, you could be poider it, even though it's mace. And we'll see in the Gemara words, especially because there's a cost for this. Now, Tanan, what we learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says that kotche bedek abayis. If you only mark this something for the bedek abayis, not for kedushas aguf, shemesa. Then if that behemoth dies, so yifto, you'll have to be poider it, even though it's mace. It can't be standing. You don't need Hamad of Aruch or by Kotcher Bedek Abayis. So what is this? Bishleim is good L'Rab Yochanan, good L'Rab Yochanan, Sheet of the Yom, that he says, L'Rabbonon, according to Rabbonon, Echot Zev Yochanan, Zohay Bechal Hamad of Aruch. He holds both Kotcher Mizbech and Kotcher Bedek Abayis. You need Hamad of Aruch. And so now when Rabbi Shimon argues, it's very good, Hainal D'Yitzchak, that's what Rabbi Shimon needs to say, that Rabbi Shimon, Hainal D'Yitzchak, Rabbi Shimon Lefrushay, Rabbi Shimon has to explain himself and say, that Kotcher Bedek Abayis, Shemesa Yiftu. He has to say clearly what he means, Kotche Bedek Abayis. Because the Tanakhama says both of them need Hamad of Arocha. So he has to say, and what he's arguing, he's only arguing on Kedushas Bedek Abayis. Elo, but according to Rosh Lakish, Elo, the Rosh Lakish, that he says what? Even Tanakhama only says you need Hamad of Arocha by Kedushas Bedek Abayis. But by Kedushas Mizbeach, he's made you do not need it. So if so, Lomel El Efrushay, what does Rabbi Shimon have to explain himself? Lema, let Rabbi Shimon say directly, in Meisu Yiftu, The Yudah Tanakhama says that B'kdush is by the Gabayas, you need Hamada Barucha. Rishim is saying, I argue and say no, that even though it died, still you could be prayed to it. Samurai says back, Amalach Rishlakish, Rishlakish, Lansky, and say like this, Amalach Rishlakish. Reb Shimon, the Pshat is, they have a Yoda, my Diyama Tanakhama. Reb Shimon wasn't for sure what the Tanakhama meant to say. Vachikom, this is what Reb Shimon is saying. Vachikom Alei. I be Kotshim Mizbeach, if you're talking about Kotshim Mizbeach, then Modinu Lecho, I agree to you that Kotshim Mizbeach, he cannot be Poydirit once it dies. Because it's not possible to have Hamad, he can't be standing. But the Kotshim, but the Gabay is, it may say Yiftu. So Pshat is just Reb Shimon wasn't for sure what the Tanakhama was talking about. That's why he had to explain himself and say that I only argue on Kedushas by the Gabayis. Tanya, more so now, Tanya, Kavosti Rabbi Alvinia proves to Rabbi Yechanan. Again, Rabbi Yechanan says, according to the Rabbonin, by both Kotche Mizbeach and Kotche by the Gabayis needs a mother Barucha. Because the Pasuk says, it says in the Pasuk, in Behemom, Asha Yakrivu Mimenu. So this is a Pasuk really that says in Behemoth Temeya, Asher, really the Pasuk says, should be Asher Loyak Rivenu, the Pasuk says. And here it says Behemod. So the Morris says like this, that Bebali Mumim Sheiftu Akosim Adaber. This Pasuk is talking about a korban that became a Baal Mum, and now you want to be Praetorit, that you're being Praetor Baal Mum, Akosim Adaber. Taimud the Gemara says, you're saying it's talking about such a Behemoth. The Pasuk says, here the Pasuk says, Vehemid has to be standing. So the Gemara says now, when the Pasuk says, in Behemoth Shekribu Menu, it's talking about the Bali Mumim. Even though it says Behemoth Temeya, it doesn't really mean the Behemoth Temeya. It just means the Behemoth Kotchim that has a Mum. That's called the Behemoth Temeya. Sheiftu, you could be prayed through it, Akosim Adaber. And it's saying when you are redeeming it, it has to be vehemet. It has to be standing in front of the kohen. So Moses says, "Atoim, you're telling me, Babali mumim. The pasuk means behemet tmei means only a bal mum. Oyeini maybe not that way. Oyeinu ella behemet tmeiya. Maybe the pasuk means what it says, a behemet tmeiya. So Moses says, no, kishorim. When the pasuk says in behemet tmeiya, that's another pasuk. Or pa de bekachol, you could redeem it. Sorry, behemet tmei yomer. There's another pasuk that says clearly.